Welcome to Talk of the Day in Sports. I'm your host, E-Lock. Today we have a very exciting show for you. This is my first official show. We're going to talk a little basketball, a little baseball, and the NFL. But before we get off into all that, let me tell you a little bit about me. Yeah. I'm going to make it quick. I'm a homer. That's all you need to know. I'm from Detroit. I'm a homer. That's it. That's all you need to know. And if you guys want to, if you hear something that I say in a podcast you want to respond to, you can leave me a message at on Anchor, anchor.fm/Eric, E-R-I-C, dash, Lockhart, L-O-C-K-H-A-R-T. I'll be waiting for your response. I'll be waiting to hear your comments. We probably can even have a debate someday ourselves. And I'll respond to those as soon as I can. All right. So, my first topic today, we're going to go right into it. We're going to talk about the NBA. And the question I want to ask you, what would you like to see the NBA do? So, I asked myself that question. You know, at the same time, I just want to see some basketball, really. You know, if you want to finish the season, finish the season. If you want to have a play-in tournament, have a play-in tournament. It was an irregular season. You might as well do some irregular things. Play-in tournament don't sound bad. I guarantee you all 30 teams probably be up for that. You got players that might be healthy enough to play. You know, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Kyrie Irving. You never know. Everybody get healthy, we might have something exciting. Because the NBA season was already one of the best I had seen in a long time. Man, I was looking so forward to the playoffs, man. And this had that this pandemic happened. But, you know, so, anyway, go. I want to see. I already know the best team is gonna win. I don't know who that team is, but I just know the best team is gonna win. It's probably gonna be Detroit. Nah, I'm just playing. I'm just joking. But anyway, let's see. Play-in tournament. Let's start with like regular season, for instance. I'm looking at the standings, you know, and you got in the West. It's pretty congested. Between 8 and 9, you got Portland sitting at the 9th seed, 3.5 games behind Memphis. I think they say they got 15 games left. I'm not really exactly sure with the number because I ain't got no statistician like those guys, like the big wigs have. You know, so, but I got my own little stats here, my own little paper I'm looking at. You know, let me know what they got going on. So, anyway, so Portland. They got a chance to catch Memphis. It's going to be tough, you know. 3.5 games back. 17 games. So you got 17 games left. 3.5 games back. 17 games left. It's feasible. Portland, they can get hot. They can do it. You know, they was clicking. You know, the break probably hurt a lot of these teams, but it's all fair game, right? It happened to everybody. New Orleans, 3.5 games back. The Pelicans. Sacramento, 3.5 games back. San Antonio, 4 games back. You know, that's something to play for. I get up for that. And then, you know, you look at the East. Milwaukee, the cream of the crop. 6.5 game lead over Toronto. Orlando, the 8th seed. They got a 5.5 game lead over Washington. If you have finished the regular season, do you want to bring Washington back? 17 games left, 5.5 games down. Yeah, they got a chance mathematically. But do you think they can do it? So, there, if you finish the season, that's what that looked like. Now, you got 30 NBA teams. What's that? It's 15 different series you play in games you can have. I don't know exactly how the format would go, so I don't really want to talk too much about that part of it. But, yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing, if I had to choose the play-in order, finish the season, I would say finish the season. If I had to choose, I would say give them a couple practice games, couple games here, you know, like a little summer league, little deal, the way summer league go. I do that a week or two, week and a half, 2 weeks, 3 weeks maybe at the most, 3 weeks. Give them a little of that. Finish the regular season. Call that good. Seasons are what they are. The draft selection's in order. Everything's copacetic, right? Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna take a quick break. Don't forget, if you want If you ever think about interested in getting a podcast, just go to Anchor and get the app. Set up your own podcast. It's free to help you with distributing your podcast, help you with the apps, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, something to think about. Welcome back to Talk of the Day in Sports. I'm your host, E-Lock. We're going to continue with the next segment. We're going to talk about the effects of no fans and the reality of the game when you talk about sports with no fans. Okay, so no fans at the games mean that there ain't no noise blocking out everything that's happening on the field. So just say, for instance, in basketball, you know, the fans, unless you the court side, you know, you can hear stuff then, but no fans, you're going to be able to hear everything. You're going to be hear everything. You know, you got a heat of the moment discussions going on out there. Players upset, yelling, calling each other names. But yeah, that's all in fun. I mean, I ain't going to say fun. That's all in competitive nature, I should say. But maybe if we was to let them know that some kids might be watching because they ain't in school in summertime. And just try to, you know what's going to happen. Just try to keep it to a minimum. You know what I'm saying? To, you know, all the extra, because it's gonna be, you're going to be able to hear it. I guess I meant suggesting about maybe they should just put the edited version on a different channel like they did the Michael Jordan documentary. But yeah, I was thinking about that. That's kind of fun, man. You'd be able to hear everything, man. You just manage to go to a football game and you can hear every single call the quarterback make, every check the linebacker make, the defensive line, the offensive lineman. You can hear all that, especially on TV. All the microphones they have around the field. Be some real inside the film stuff, which would be a whole new level. It's like reality TV. That's a whole new level of reality TV. That I think that would be a sight. I want to see it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want the fans to be at the games. I want to go to some games. But I think it'd be fun to see them play without at the same time, just to be able to hear that stuff. They probably do a lot of silent stuff now, hand tapping on the helmets, pads, and all this other crap, just so you don't hear the calls. But I understand that from a strategic standpoint. But I think that'll bring a whole new element to the sports, basketball. I know you'll hear a lot of trash talking, which will be fun, reality TV type stuff. See them get mad at each other, but at the end of the game, it's over. We move on. We have a good day. That's a topic I wanted to get out there today. Somebody hit me back on anchor.fm/Eric Lockhart. Eric-Lockhart on Anchor. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, reason why I bring it up because, you know, it's going to be some kids watching. And players get heated, they're going to be cussing each other out. Even sometimes on NFL, the microphones get kind of close to them. You can hear them say something here and there. I heard them say some stuff that you don't want the kids to hear. But at the same time, like, that's what I'm talking about. Do them like Jake DeLone. Like Ndamukong Suh did Jake DeLone. Show some toughness. But, you know, that's football. So, if you want to hit me up and talk about that, you can hit me up on Anchor. Anchor.fm/Eric-Lockhart. Leave me a message. I listen to your message. I respond to your message on the podcast. And make sure when you listen to me on Spotify, you follow me. I wish I could give you that URL. I don't really know it. But you hit me up, I can probably get you a link to it. So you can follow me and listen to the podcast. Give me some input. You probably could even join, you know. You probably could have a debate with me. I'm looking for people to have debates all the time. You know, I can't do it by myself. I'm just getting started right now. But somebody else get in here, leave me a message, and we can start this debate up. Welcome back to Talk of the Day in Sports. I'm your host, E-Lock. And now we're going to move on. Going to go get into some football. Going to get into some football here and some baseball. Let's start with the baseball real quick. Story broke yesterday about the players had got an offer from the owners. And the owners wanted the players to take another cut. The players had already said that they'd take a prorated portion of their salary for the games they miss, and you know they'll take a cut that way. But the owners want them to take another cut to take up some of the risk in case they don't make the money that they usually make. What? Players like, we ain't going for that. We already took a cut. We ain't taking no more cuts. I don't blame them. Owners trying to get their hands in their pockets, and they already losing money. They want to lose more money, but they still gonna make the same kind of money. I don't know, but it ain't making sense. So one of the players was like, no, we done talking. Until they bring a real offer to the table, we ain't talking to the MLB no more. We ain't negotiating anything with those guys. And I don't blame them. I think the players are right. You already gave them a prorated portion back for the games you missed. And then I was hearing that they even was going to still try to play over 100 games in a proposal. What? Come on, now you want me to take two pay cuts and you still going to play over 100 games? We think we're going to play half the season. We give you half the money back for the year. Not the whole, not 100 games. You listen to this podcast, you just reach out to me, leave me a message. Anchor.fm/Eric-Lockhart. I'll respond to your message. We can even have a debate. Just let me know that you're listening. Follow me on Spotify. Or wherever you listen to my podcast at. Alright. So now we're going to go into some football. It ain't football season, so I don't really have a lot to talk about. But, you know, I did see something that had my interest today. And one of them was Antonio Brown. Those guys are saying that they don't think he should ever play in the NFL again. Say too big of a risk, you know, because he threw Robert Kraft under the bus. If you could throw the owner under the bus, you wouldn't throw anybody under the bus. Basically, they say too big of a loose cannon. I kind of understand where they come from when they say that. I mean, is talent enough? Or do you have to have great character these days? I don't know. Before, it was just talent, you know. People ready to put him on the team because of his talent. Now, they're like, oh, he's a knucklehead, he got this going on, and arrested for this, assaulted this chick, did this, that, called somebody, all this and all that. I figure if Antonio Brown wants to play in the NFL, and he makes somebody's team, they should pick him up, because you know he's going to make them better. Absolutely going to make them better. Now, all the other distractions, that's just something that you just have to try to deal with when it happens. You know, you can't put the fire out before you light it. So you gotta let it happen first. Unless you just wanna avoid the whole situation. I don't have a problem with Antonio Brown. I think Antonio Brown's a great player. I would love to have seen him finish out with the Patriots last year. Unfortunately, that didn't work out. But yeah, that was just something that was on my mind. If you wanna leave me a message, we're gonna talk about that. Anchor.fm/Eric-Lockhart. We could talk about that or any other topics that I might discuss on my podcast. But also, NFL wise, teams you think that can make a run for the playoffs? A team that come out of nowhere. You know, I'm a homer, so I'm gonna say Detroit. I'm always gonna say Detroit can do it. But really, this year I feel really confident about that statement because I just like where they trend, where they going. I seen that article said they didn't have any of the, I can't remember exactly the words, so I ain't gonna really talk about it. I don't want to say the wrong thing and be wrong, but I think the pickup of DeAndre Swift is gonna loom big. Now they got a three-headed monster in the backfield with a big guy and two guys that can catch out the backfield and run your end, get the yards on the ground. So I'm excited to see where their offense goes. You know, Galladay's a stud, so he could be just as good as anybody. You know, Stafford just got to quit getting him killed, throwing the ball so high. Yeah. I like where they're going defensively, you know, pick up of Jamie Collins, Danny Shelton, Daron Harmon. You know, Jeff Okuda, first-round draft pick. We're going to play a lot of man. Let him see what he can do, right? Let's put him out there. What else? You know, we still got Justin Coleman from last year, Trey Flowers from last year. We lost a couple guys in the middle, but we still got Deshaun here. We lost A'shaun Robinson. We lost Mike Daniels. We lost Snacks Harrison. But we also, like I said, we got Danny Shelton. You know, we got Deshaun here. You know. So I think we're gonna be all right. I like the offensive lineman they picked up from Philadelphia. I think that's gonna make a big difference. Because he is a impact player. So that offensive line just got better just with his addition alone. And then not only that, but we picked up another offensive lineman from Ohio State. And another defensive lineman from Ohio State. I don't know why the line's getting all these Ohio State guys. But a friend of mine yesterday said that we might as well just hire Urban Meyer. We already got his team. I was like, hey, that's not a bad idea. So, you know, message me, anchor.fm/Eric-Lockhart. Can't wait to hear from you. Maybe we can sit in on some of this conversation and we can have a debate about it. Or I can hear your side, you can hear my side, however it may be. It don't have to be a debate. It don't have to be an argument. Just be us, you know, kicking it. All right, that's going to be my show for the day. I just want to thank you guys, whoever tuned in. Thanks for listening. If you want to message me, anchor.fm/Eric-Lockhart. If you think about starting a podcast, don't forget about Anchor. Anchor is free. They help you with distribution. They help you with getting sponsors for you to make money with your podcast. If you get a sponsor, you can make money. So, I mean, it's a great idea. I got off into this just yesterday. I just started, and I'm already loving where it's going. I would like to see it grow a little bit more. Actually, a lot more. I want to make this thing real, you know. But thanks for listening. You guys have a good night.